tonight. 10:24 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good friend, Adam Burns.
Is this smile okay? How about this smile?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I meant to say my good buddy, because when I say friend, I say best friend. So it's my best friend, Adam Burns. I just want to clarify that, you know, in case you, later when you're listening back to it, oh wait, that'll never happen. But later when you're thinking about it, you're going like, wait, he only said good friend, not best friend. Oh my gosh, Daniel hates me now. So I just wanted to clarify.
That would be something that you would do. Like I'm not, I am a, self-conscious person, but for whatever reason, you worry way more than I do about things like that. Like wording that people said and all that kind of stuff. Like I don't like, for whatever reason, I guess I just have other things.
How are you doing, Adam?
I am excellent.
Last week we hosted a handful of podcasts on a little event, a little event right here in Pride 48 called the Pride 48 Live Streaming Weekend. I gotta say, I felt like this year felt different.
Really?
Like usually at the end of a Pride 48 weekend, I'm, you know, jazzed up. It's been fun. I don't want it to end, and it's fun. This year is like, okay, we didn't even hang out after the closing show. We pretty much just went, okay, goodbye.
Well, I've always been antisocial. I'm always like, I'm tired. I've got to go eat, you know. But yeah, the weekend was fun.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the weekend wasn't fun. I'm just saying I don't feel it hit the same as it has in the past. And I don't know if that's just because some added stresses or something, or if that was just because it was a, you know, just a low key weekend, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe I had a bad day or something, but I didn't find it unfun. I enjoyed listening to the stuff that I listened to. I just didn't feel as connected to it as I had in the past, I guess.
I will say, I didn't really feel that way, but I will say, first of all, I've gotten several emails from folks saying it was a great weekend and they really enjoyed it.
And where's my recording?
And all of that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I've gotten those kind of emails. So that was good. I didn't really feel like you did. I think the one thing that I don't even know if it's different, but I guess two things. The Afterthought Media folks who are the ones who are, you know, the Joe Batanz Network, right?
Yeah.
They love Pride 48. Like they have their own Discord and they are always in there going, oh my gosh, it was so fun. Why don't they do this more often? You know, and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, when they heard that this was going to be the penultimate one, they're all like, why are you quitting? We love it. We just found out about it. Like all this kind of stuff, right?
So is it just Joe posting that over and over under different accounts? I find it difficult to believe that there are that many people would say that, but go ahead.
But they did notice, which I also noticed, that there's some, you know, bad talking of various podcasters in the chat room when they're doing their shows.
Yeah.
By the chat room. And it is something that was found to be upsetting by some of those people who were in the chat room. And, you know, and then people come to me and I'm like, well, I don't control people. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, so I think my disappointment was not, first of all, I'm not disappointed over the weekend overall. I everything I've heard has been, the shows were great. We had fun, like all that kind of stuff. And I had fun. And I did think it was more low key, but it was less stressful. When I say low key, I was less stressed because it just kind of works now. Even though we didn't have any new podcasts this year, it was kind of a benefit not to have any new podcasts because everyone knew what they were doing. So you didn't have, you know, oh my God, I can't connect. You know, and then you're stressed and I'm trying to run to my computer, you know, really, really fast. And so, but the one thing is I wish that people would be a little bit nicer in the chat room to the podcasts that are performing.
I feel like COVID broke us as a country, and we can't not be snarky online. You know what I'm saying? I feel that
maybe
some general overall milieu, or what do you call that? Really bad ennui, something. I don't know. Just this, I don't know. Something about COVID made people, in my mind, I feel like the last couple of years, things have gotten uglier. And I remember, and I think I even made a comment during the weekend in the chat room at some point, but I remember when the chat room was great on Pride 48 Weeks. Like, that was people that didn't quite know, like when people couldn't connect and they couldn't, you know, were having problems, the chat room was the first thing. That was, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We're gotcha. You know, we can hear you. We'll help you. You know, it's like, instead of it now being like, oh God, 20 seconds of silence, you know, 20 minutes of silence. Ah, you fucked it up and blah, blah, blah. And they're jokes. And I get that they're jokes.
They are.
But some people don't joke with us the way that we joke with you, our loyal chat room that we're here with all the time, or just other people. You know what I'm saying? It's just that there's so many people that don't normally listen that are listening that don't understand that we're joking.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's all I would say. And it was a very small, I mean, it's not like the whole weekend.
Malaise.
And
malaise was what I was looking for.
Wait,
sorry. Thank
mayonnaise?
You.
Yeah. Mayonnaise?
No, that's mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Great. I got it. But no, I don't want the chat room folks to feel like I'm, you know, deriding. Would that be a word?
Yes.
Scolding?
Yes.
Scolding?
Deriding.
Because I'm not doing either of those things. I'm just saying that would be one thing I would tweak a little bit if I could. You know, I can't because I don't control people, and people can do whatever they want to do. But I would just say, let's all be nice and just, you know, some people don't quite get some of the jokes. And so that's all I would say.
Can't we all just get along?
Auntie Scott wants to know if he should send the bumpers again. Yes, please.
I was trying to find where, now I might not even have stolen it properly.
But ultimately, you know what? I had an idea. You're going to poo-poo it. But I'm going to say anyway.
I'm going to poo-poo
because
it.
Because you are, but I'm going to say it on a recording anyway. Here's what I was thinking.
Okay.
So we're ending this 48-hour thing after next year.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
But here's what I was thinking. Hear me out on this.
I'm hearing you.
If I could, now this is an if.
If.
But if I could automate the sign up process and not do any special stuff like bumpers or anything like that, and we just said once a quarter, we're going to have one night where we just have 3 to 4 hours. And if nobody signs up, great, we won't do it. If they do, we do. Maybe even not once a quarter, maybe still once a year. We just do like a one night thing where people come hang out in the chat room and a few of their favorite podcasts, you know.
I feel like what you're talking about are Zoom cocktails, which, I mean, is a great idea, but that's not something that you want to stream on Pride 48. People want to join the video. It's like, so I feel like even though Pride 48, the service, the audio service of doing that weekly, you know, that Pride weekend or whatever, we're no longer going to provide that service. There are other tools and other easier ways to connect that we could utilize.
The service is not going away. The stream is not going away.
No, the stream's not going away, but let's be honest. Other than our loyal chat room followers, like, you know, people don't listen to us live.
It's true.
However, this is what I stole, by the way. I stole this from Pride 48. So if like earlier when you use the right word, that would be like, you know how like Fatty has the breaking news noise, you know, the breaking news.
Yes.
I stole this from Gayish.
Shut your mouth hole. It's time for your ear holes. News, news, news.
Is that not copyright?
I don't know.
Gay-ish.
I don't know. We'll pitch shift it or something. But I stole that from they foolishly gave me all their music so that I could.
So you didn't just record it and like clip it. That's their actual file.
Yeah. It's just, here's.
Oh.
This is the part where Mike and
Okay.
Got that? Yeah.
So we could do a whole episode of Gayish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, before I do this, before I segue,
yes.
Are we at a point to segue?
I feel like, yes, we are. I mean, we've made the decision to wrap it up. We'll see what happens. I don't think there's a point. Tying back into kind of my thing this year, I think it's just run its course. It's been great. It's been wonderful, but I think it's time to move on to newer and better things. It's been 15 years.
Newer and better things. Right. Anyway, it was just an idea that was, you know, I didn't say I was committing to anything. I just said it was an idea that was floating around in my head. Anyway,
okay, so now you're very defensive about that.
You have bumpers from Gayish.
Yeah, I stole the bumpers from Gayish.
Pretty soon, whoever buys my Roadcaster is going to have all of the bumpers because I'm not clearing them out. So whoever buys, buys it from me,
you could have
all of the bumpers. You could do Geeky Gay. You could do Mix Minus.
Wow.
You could even do Butt First.
Could you do Throwing Down?
Well, I mean, the Joe has those. So you can't do that. But anything, and Survivor's Ready, I recorded those the day of. But most of them. Geeky Game, but not the Adam and Maddie show. That was a long time ago. Although I do have the bumper, that old chestnut. Now, okay, what I was going to say, though, is so I'm not bothering to clear it out. So if Taylor wants to, if he buys it, out to me.
So the last that we heard, the loyal listeners of the Geeky Gay, the last that we heard is like Taylor, who doesn't listen to any of your shows, or is so horribly behind on all your shows that he'll text you a month from now and go like, ow. So you were going to text him about the mixer.
I haven't texted him yet. I'm going to. I'm very busy, Daniel. I'm very busy. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe he would reach out to me, but he did not.
He did not.
I don't want to seem, let's see. What is a good, you don't want to go. Well, Auntie Scott is talking about an orgy for some reason mm-hmm. in the chat room. And so I'll just use that as an analogy. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be over eager at an orgy. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't want to be that person who's like, oh, I'm going to get in there. I'm going to get in there. And you go up to every person and you're like, oh, I'm going to, I'm going to get in there. Oh, let me get in, or whatever you want.
It's because you said butt first.
And, okay. So anyway.
Yes.
I don't want to seem over eager. So I will text him.
Okay. But then you have I'm a Librarian in line after that, right?
That's true.
You said Humble Pie on your podcast, but I knew you meant
I'm a librarian.
And I was like, wait, did she knock her out? Was there a fight?
Now I Am a Librarian is going to be mad at me because I thought she was Humble Pie on my podcast. Anyway, but I wanted to talk about my new, and I know I talked about this a little bit on the Pride 48 weekend, but yes. I want to talk about it. You and I have been texting.
Yes. Your new.
A little bit.
Roadcaster Pro
this is,
2.
I just want to say I love this mixer and that the flexibility that it has. I love it. Like I don't want to go back to the original Roadcaster. I don't know if you've watched any videos, Daniel, but they have added routing options mm-hmm. where I can select the channels I want you to hear. Mm-hmm. Just like I used to be able to do on my old mixers. They're going to add that feature to headphones in a future update. It's a Linux operating system, and Rode's very good about doing firmware updates, so I trust that they will do this. However, this is a, you can tell this is a brand new item.
Yes.
Right? Because I don't know about John, I don't know about Archer.
You got a bad one.
But I looked
up videos for you. I found other people that had a similar problem to yours.
Rode, I love the company. They put out great YouTube videos about their products. They have a beta testing thing where you can, and I joined so I can send. But anyway, one of the keys on my smart pad thingy
is possessed.
Randomly plays sound effects. And I'm on a Zoom call the other day for work because I use the same microphone for work. So it goes through the, and, uh, And it was like, starts playing this note. This is a Pride 48, you know, whatever. I'm like, oh crap, you know, but, and then it does it over and over and I can't reproduce it. Anyway, I finally got a video of it. But what I wanted to, what I haven't said on Geeky Gay or told you is I called Sweetwater, which is the company that I use to order all my stuff.
Yes.
And I've loved them recently because they've had such great customer service. My man, Ryan, calls me all the time and is like, hey, are you enjoying your products?
Huh?
And he said he used to be a broadcaster and, you know, he, anyway, regardless.
It's a long con.
Yeah. And so I tried to call him yesterday. He didn't answer. I left a voicemail. No call back today.
He got out of town after this Rodecaster Pro 2 so, shoddy construction then, story is out there, Adam. He's hiding. He's fled with his money and he's hiding. He doesn't want to give you a refund.
Then I called today and I couldn't get him a hold of him today. So I just called the support line.
Yeah.
Just, you know, get some random support person. And they were nice, but here's what they told me. They're like, oh, you got a video. Great. Tell you what, I'll send you an email. Reply to that email. Send me the video.
Yeah.
I'll send it over to Rode and see what they say.
Okay.
This was what they told me. Now, when I had a problem with the Rode, the mics.
Yeah.
I called Sweetwater. They immediately said, we will get a brand new set of those in the mail. We'll overnight them. No problem. Send the old ones back. No big deal.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'll do that. But it's, I'm like, I podcast regularly in this and I work and this is something I'm using day. And I thought maybe you guys would send me a replacement. And he said, oh, well, I would. He's like, I would have. But you see, we're out of stock and I don't expect to get any more until October.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, and so what I did, and I think it's going to fix it, is I completely removed any sound effects from that one key, from that one button, because I think that's the only one that has a problem. Then I go to load sound effects today because I was like, oh, I don't have all the mix minus sound effects, like the correct and the wrong and all that kind of stuff. Like, I need to get all those loaded.
Those.
Yeah, I mean, I have them now.
Yeah.
So, but I got my old Rode and pulled them off because I didn't remember where the files were and they were on the old Rode. And I pulled them off and I started using their software to put them on. And I went downstairs or something, came back up, and I noticed on my Rodecaster Pro 2, it gave me a message that the sound clip was unsupported or something.
Yeah.
But it had been on the other Rode and it was a Wave and an MP3 or an MP3. And I looked on their website and there's nothing else other than it must be a Wave or an MP3. There's no, right. It has to be at this. Then I start futzing around with it and then it gets in a reboot loop and keeps rebooting itself. Right. So I'm like, oh my God, I got like the worst. You know, I don't even know if it's going to make it through this podcast tonight. I got the worst.
You have the ultra reliable Rodecaster Pro sitting right there.
Well, I already boxed it up for Taylor. It's been boxed. I kept the box and all the packaging and everything. It's just like new. It's in let's be honest. The one that I'm selling to Taylor has a headphone jack stuck in one hole.
Yeah.
And has a shaky screen. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It has the shivery screen. Yeah.
It's not perfect, but yeah. So, but the thing is, I love all of the features and I love the customizability and I love all of that. And look, I'm an early adopter, Daniel. You know this about me.
Uh-huh. It just drives you nuts that Archer and John Ong have it and you don't.
No, I'm an early adopter and I like having new things and having new features and stuff like that.
Well,
and
you do, Adam. As the chat room has pointed out repeatedly, you have the new random audio playing feature. It's the new Rodecaster Pro 2. Now with a random audio playing feature.
I know they're going to get it right. I know that they're going to get it right, and either firmware or maybe I just got a dud piece of hardware and they're going to send me a new one. And it'll all be fine. But I'm just working through some, as they would say at work when someone is not performing the way they should be, You have a few opportunities.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it right now, it has a few opportunities.
You need to give it one of those plans. What do they call
performance
those?
Improvement plans?
Yeah. Give it a PIP.
But Dan, the route, I don't think you would miss. I'm not telling you should buy one now.
Oh, I'm not.
Give it 6 months for them to iron out any, you know, bugs.
Uh-huh.
But I think the feature set you would really appreciate.
I'll see. I mean, I'm at this point in time, I have no plans to spend, you know, $700 on a new mixer or 800, whatever it is.
It's seven.
So I am not yet at that point where I am interested in spending that, because what I have right now works fine for me. And I do not anticipate my needs growing or changing within the next year. So I can live with this one.
You know what I'm thinking of buying next?
What?
A Stream Deck. I really want an Elgato Stream Deck.
Okay. To do what?
I don't know. Cool stuff. Automate things.
Okay.
You know, you get all these buttons and you can assign all these macros to them and then you can just do it. So like, for instance, when I start up the show, the Mix Minus show on Friday nights.
Yes.
I have to put the Discord screen here. I have to put the Zoom here. I have to put the Trello over there.
Yeah.
I have to start the stream. I have to do all this stuff. I could put a button, one button on this Stream Deck that would do all of that.
You could put one button on your key. You could assign your function keys to do that.
But the Stream Deck is cool looking and has, like, you know, LCD. Each one of the buttons is its own LCD screen and you can put customizable icons on it.
Oh my God.
It's cool looking. You know?
This is, you go ahead.
They're not that expensive. I mean, when you compare it to the Rodecaster Pro 2, it's cheap.
Yeah, it's a bargain by that standard. Like, hell, it's like, I was upset about spending $300 for this ticket, but now that I see it in comparison to the Rodecaster 2, you know, Rodecaster Pro 2, well, hell, this is a bargain. I want to talk to you, before we run out of time here, I want to talk to you about a thing that I just found, because, you know, I like to keep track of the... All right. I like to keep track of tech stuff, especially as it relates...
You just played some audio, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't my mixer randomly. No,
it was
randomly.
Me. I was making sure that both items were connected on the Bluetooth. But no, the point that I wanted to make was is that I enjoy podcasting. And so when I see articles about podcasting and tech, I, you know, have to jump into them, have to read them. So they were talking about this product called Moonbeam. It's an app, by the way. So it's an app called Moonbeam. And what it does is it tries to be a TikTok interface for podcast. So as you go to Moonbeam on your app, it starts playing a podcast and then you just swipe and it plays another one and you swipe and you play, you know, it's like you can just...
Oh, that's interesting.
Right. And so I'm always looking for good podcasts. But then I quickly realized that although it does what it's advertised, TikTok, like within 30 minutes, TikTok knew exactly what I wanted, right? Within 30 minutes, TikTok, the very first time I used it, had, you know, all of the content that I thought was hilarious. It's really good at figuring out what you pause on, what you hesitate on, what you immediately dismiss. This app doesn't do that at all. So there are either that or there are so many bad podcasts in this world. Let's just take a sampling, shall we? This is the Dirt Talk.
You and I are both introverts that can play extrovert.
Discussing what's appropriate this is about, you know, building.
Especially when it comes to things that we like and care about.
So Dirt Talk, it's about construction. Here we go.
We're recording yet. A lot of times in interviews, people will, like, especially with radio interviews. I don't know if you know what radio is.
The audio quality on that. This is like it was recorded on a phone. Right? Now let's get this
question. Okay. Tom Burbage has got a ton of questions. His first one, how would you write a script for Columbo? I.e., what drives your story?
Okay, I kind of find this one kind of interesting. So now I want to know more about this.
Well, you like the accent, Daniel. Let's...
Right. And so I'm like, okay, then you can just subscribe to him right there. So what I did, like any good podcaster, I immediately went in and claimed my podcast and made clips so that, so our clips should be included in as people scroll.
When you say my podcast. Are you talking about Don't Do Disney?
Both.
Or are you talking about...
No, both.
Okay, both.
I said our podcast.
You said I did...
I said podcasts. Yes, I claimed both podcasts and I put clips of both podcasts on there.
Okay.
But as I was... Here's what I wanted to talk to you.
You know
about.
What I should do? Sorry to interrupt you, but I should make a clip of Geeky Gay, the one where I'm listing the items that I packed for the Europe yes, trip.
Exactly.
Because that is everyone's favorite part of Geeky Gay.
I love that.
You know, two pair of shorts...
The most
one button up shirt. It's
the most listened to clip of the year.
Six socks.
Yeah. So as I was scrolling through, I found a podcast that I liked and it was a murder, like a, what do they call those? Like the only murders in the building is a what? It's a true crime. It's, yeah. True crime.
True crime.
So it's like, it's a true crime podcast, right? I'm listening to it. And This is I'm just going to play this clip for you here. So this is the very beginning of episode one, just kind of to let you even know what they are, right? So here's the setup.
It's how I find all of my stories. I listen to hours of emergency calls every day, and I get seduced by the emotion I hear in a call. And I need to find out who is the person behind the voice. What's their story? And then I found this one.
You step 1 foot near this building, and you know what? I just might kill everybody. You're full of bullets. Oh, yeah, I did it, yeah.
It's a fascinating call. Jimmy holds the bank hostage for a day and a half. And during the course of those 36 hours, he goes back and forth with police in some truly unusual exchanges.
All right, everyone get down. 1 second, hold on. I got to put you on speakerphone, okay? Okay, everyone get down.
At one point, he loses some hostages.
Ma'am, where are you going? Okay, we lost one.
At another, he unconvincingly claims to be carrying a bomb.
Jimmy, listen. Jimmy, do you have a bomb?
Yeah, I have a bomb.
At times, he seems childlike and naive.
Now, what if you stop right now so you're not in any more trouble than you're already in? Do you understand? You come on out.
N-O spells no.
Then there are other times he sounds like an unhinged criminal.
Do you think I'm that stupid? You listen to me, okay? I don't want anyone getting close to this place, okay?
It's one of the most unforgettable 911 calls I've ever heard. And it's led me on a journey that crisscrosses the Pacific Northwest, uncovers a bizarre online subculture, and exposes the seedy underbelly of a small town.
I have demands. Okay. I have demands.
Okay.
But what really made me want to dig deeper into this story is that through all the strange moments, all the mistakes made by Jimmy and the police, he maintains one single demand.
Listen. You need to arrest the mayor. I'm going to use this bomb if you don't arrest the mayor.
Why don't you come out? We can have a little chat, okay?
No, not until you arrest the mayor for murder.
There you go. That's the pitch.
This Sounds Serious, a CastBox original.
It's called This Sounds Serious.
Huh?
A CastBox original. Now,
I like her voice.
Are you
I
hooked?
Like her voice. I might try it. I'm also always looking for good. The only thing about really produced podcasts like that, because it's almost like an audio documentary, right?
Right.
You really need to concentrate on those.
Okay.
Right? And so some podcasts I just like to play in the background while I'm doing other things. That would definitely be one where I had to like concentrate.
So I'm going to say you're wrong on that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I continued to listen to that podcast. I went and found that podcast. I downloaded the things that I had heard from that clip. That episode, you know, that series, because this true crime, they've done several series. So I was specifically wanted to hear the one that I heard the clip on, the one that I just played for you. So I go and I done, and I'm into episode two while I'm cooking dinner. And I literally run into this laugh out loud moment that caused me, as they like to say in true crime podcast, caused me to change my entire outlook on the podcast. So I'm going to play for you this clip now. I think it is the shorter of the two clips because that first one was a really long clip. This is only about a minute.
I feel pressured to laugh out loud now.
We'll see.
Who knows what's going to happen?
All of my stories.
Sorry, wrong. I got to play this clip. Here we go. They have music for everything.
It's now been a full 32 hours since Jimmy Klein walked into the First Union Bank in Tomday, Oregon, and began taking hostages and making demands to police. At this point, around 8:30 p.m. on Friday, June 9th, 2017, Jimmy seems to have reached a breaking point.
You know what? I can't talk to this guy anymore, okay? Hey, you? Yes, you talk to him.
Right now, Jimmy is refusing to speak to police negotiator Phillips and has handed the phone over to one of his two remaining hostages, bank teller Linda Siegler.
Now, the reason he has two remaining hostages, by the way, is because the police kept negotiating with him for everything. So he wanted pizza and they're like, well, send out two hostages. And it's like, and he was just like, so you, and then he was down to just two and they were just like, and then he realized that he wouldn't have any hostages left. And so he was very angry. So that's why he has two remaining hostages.
Okay. Okay.
And so that's been set up. Okay.
He says he doesn't want to talk until you let him speak to Papa Don.
Okay, hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, it's Linda Siegler.
Hi, Linda. This is Reserve Officer Phillips talking to you. Just do me a favor. You tell him that we will not give in to his demands.
He says that he will not give in to your demands.
It's very convincing.
Okay, what's he saying?
He's kind of putting his hands up in a, well, what do you want me to do about it? Kind of gesture.
Will you tell him to stop being such a goddamn baby, okay?
I will say no such thing.
Linda, I need you to say that, all right? I'm the negotiator, you're the conduit. Please just cooperate. Say that.
Oh, my God. He says, stop being such a baby.
That is not what I said. Say what I said.
He says, stop being such a GD baby.
Linda, this isn't going to work if you don't cooperate, all right? I need you to do exactly what I say. Say what I said.
Goddamn baby! Goddamn baby! Okay? Are you happy?
Let just one of the hostages go.
Let just one of the hostages go.
And maybe we can get Papa Don on the phone.
And we can get Papa Don on the phone.
Maybe. Maybe we can get Papa Don on the phone, for Christ's sake.
Maybe. Maybe we can get Papa Don on the phone, for Christ's sake.
Okay.
He's waving a finger like, no, not going to happen.
So this
is almost better. But wait, is this like one of those, you know, the guy on the radio
Phil Hendry,
because yeah. I feel like the woman is the host,
yes,
right?
Yes, and that is why that one audio clip in episode 2 of this podcast caused me to rethink the entire show. I'm like, this is fake. This is totally made up. Like, I couldn't find any reference to this hostage. It's the longest hostage situation in Minnesota or something. It's like 36 hours.
Made it up.
I'm like Googling these things. I can't find it. I can't find anything about it.
Daniel, it's an audio drama.
Yes. If you go to This Sounds Serious, the podcast. If you Google them, This Sounds Serious. If you find their podcast page, it's a improv of the true crime genre. So it's like they're poking fun at true crime podcast as well as just
it says right on their page, comedic fictional podcast.
But that's the only place it says it. Like, it doesn't say it on their artwork. It doesn't say it in their show notes. So as I'm listening to the, I'm totally buying into this. I'm just like, oh, this is fascinating. It's like, wow, this guy sounds like he has problems. And
Well, I will say, I mean, I'm not really into these, what's it called? What are they calling? Making fun of, like, parody.
Yeah.
I'm not really into parody all that much. However, I will say, it didn't really get worse after I realized it was parody. I mean, they still are doing a good job. It's enjoyable. I don't know if I would listen to it, because I would be more interested in a real crime podcast, it's produced. It sounds well produced anyway.
It is. Anyway, it's called This Sounds Serious. If you enjoy those kind of things, those poking fun at other in the same genre, whatever, then check it out. This Sounds Serious.
Maybe we should start doing something like that podcast, but for Pride 48, folks, talking about Andy Scott has now held Drew hostage for a Totino's pizza roll.
Three, two, one.
Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. This is a segment of the show where we read your emails, play your voicemails. Adam, do we have any emails this week?
I don't think so.
I don't believe we do. I think that is a safe.
I'm second guessing myself now.
It's pretty safe. Pretty safe there. No. Top to bottom again? Is that where we're going?
You know, I was lazy today. All right. Well, I just dragged him over. I have no idea.
2 minutes, 32 seconds. I think it's Chris and Dennis. Let's see.
Oh my gosh, this might be worse than a Scotty bird chirping call because I'm climbing a hill. And I don't know if there's a downhill on the other side. But anyway, so my question is...
How is driving up a uphill the same as the birds?
I think she said walking up a hill... And also, how is there not a downward side of the hill? Like there has to be.
It's an infinite hill. It just keeps going.
Or a cliff, you know, at some point. It's what old, goes up?
It's Mount Mobius over there. It just goes up.
You all said it. Maybe I didn't hear it. But does the death game restart now? So,
yes.
Should I be calling in dead people this week?
Yes,
and
you should.
I totally was going to call in Tony Dow as soon as I saw that he was in hospice, but I was afraid you would look at the date and time of my call and then find that he died the next day or something and negate my entry. So, great. Well,
we don't.
Ooh, congratulations, Chris and Dennis. I'm so surprised.
Oh, yes. They won Chris and Dennis won the contest.
You're not in the accounting department, but I'd be interested to know, like Bacon called in 13 calls and Scotty called in, 36, of which only two were entered. And Chris and
Dennis. Yeah, you have the breakdown of the how many times each person called? You don't have it right
I could do
now.
It, could but I don't do have it handy. It's it important. Could be done.
It's only important to know that you could do it, Adam. That's it.
74, of which 60 were entered. So that would be really interesting statistics. And Daniel, you seem like a math guy. I mean, computers, programming, it's all math. You too, Adam, except... All right, thanks. Great show, guys.
She's driving.
I'm actually driving. I'm driving home from Minneapolis. I went to see my son, Garrett. He was there from Florida.
Yes.
And maybe
Garrett,
in a
the one that lives
months,
here?
Maybe I'll...
supposed to... Oh, she's farting
to
on the...
To,
it's like a little truck fart, so
I'll
she's going down the...
Jack and Daniel to meet us somewhere.
Yes, Disney. Disney would be a good place to meet.
I think this son might have some free time in the future. I'm not sure, but anyway.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, meaning that he enjoys the park.
Right.
He would probably be up for going to the park with... people who know some ins and outs.
Right.
So he could learn. But anyway, he's going to be studying for his clinical. So he just has a master's in social work, and he doesn't mind talking about it, actually. So he's going to be working on studying for clinicals, whatever that means. All right.
I don't know.
Well, do you know...
Yeah?
Just kidding. Good haven.
Daniel also doesn't mind talking about his psychology degree, so they would both be able to talk about things they don't mind talking about.
No, I absolutely. And, what I was trying to work in there was the name of my other podcast. I don't do Disney without us, Kathy.
Is
Bacon.
It?
Yeah.
Isn't Garrett her favorite child?
No, I think Sydney is her favorite child.
All right. I just want to say, so I now remember this. There was an email from Kathy Bacon.
Yes.
But I disregarded it because she just said, don't play my long voicemail. And I love your long voicemails, Kathy Bacon. You should call in more.
I love Kathy Bacon's long phone calls. I love Chris and Dennis's phone calls. I love anyone that takes the time to call us because
I dare anyone to leave the longest voicemail we've ever. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm putting a limit on that Twilio.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a listen to our next one.
Hey, Daniel and Adam.
Hey.
This is Gary Portland.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank you guys for a great weekend. I really enjoyed it. It was all the shows were great. It was good. I get out with everybody and chat.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry that next year is going to be the last year. Hopefully we can do more things. And I enjoyed the whole weekend. Thank you for all your hard work. I've got a death.
I'm giving him a thumbs up. And he can't see that.
Somebody, Chamberlain, that basketball player died. And then also one of those Star Trek women died. I'm not sure what her name was. I don't want a big Star Trek person. So anyway, but she died too. Y'all have a good week, and I'll be in the chat room on Friday night, and talk to you guys later. Bye.
Who
was the first one?
Wilt Chamberlain, but he says disregard the death. So, no, Kathy Marshall says Bill Russell? I don't know. Bill Russell.
I thought he said Chamberlain. Did he?
I don't know. We could play that part again. Do you want to hear that part again, Adam?
Yeah, play it again. Hey,
Daniel and Adam, this is Gary in Portland.
Well, not this part again.
I just wanted to thank you guys for a great weekend. Really enjoyed it.
Fast-forward it on this.
All the shows were great. It was good. I get out with everybody.
Oh, he called back, he said. Never mind. All right, he called back. He's the next phone call as well. Let's listen to that, shall we?
Hey, Adam and Daniel, this is Gary again. It wasn't Walt Chamberlain, it was Bill Russell that died. Anyway, sorry about that. Talk to you later. Bye.
It wasn't Wilt Chambers. In fact, it was Bill Russell.
Well, who's Bill Russell?
I have no idea. A basketball player, I'm guessing. I know Wilt Chamberlain was a basketball player, I think.
All right, so here's what I'm going to say on this one. I don't want to be contrarian.
Yeah. But
on our very first call for Celebrity Death Phone after we restarted the contest. However, yeah. I didn't know who that was, and I feel like we never get give sports people to the Australians.
Yeah, we don't.
So I feel like we have to be fair here.
No, that's fine. Wilt Chamberlain would have been a name that I knew because he was more than just a sports person. He was in magazines and stuff. Bill Russell. I have no idea who Bill Russell is. But thank you for calling, Gary. Also, that Star Trek woman was...
Michelle Nichols.
I don't know why I said Nicole.
People, I'm surprised nobody called for her other than Gary, and then he said some Star Trek. I knew we were gonna have 10 calls for Michelle Nichols.
I feel like there was somebody else that just died. Also,
Uhura.
Someone else.
I get that.
No, I mean, like, just like the next day.
Yes, I don't know who it was.
Yeah, I don't either.
Probably.
But it was many people died. Oh, we're going to get a lot of the phone calls for that. We got no phone calls for that.
I think they all thought it ended. They're like, well, congratulations. The money was given away.
So this is what happened with the money. So Chris and Dennis said, we don't want the money. We want you to redonate it to Pride 48. And then we went on a whole big spiel about how we didn't need people to donate to Pride 48. But if you'll recall, because I just listened to this episode back the other day, if you'll recall, Adam had already chosen someone with the Google random.
Well, before you say that.
Yes.
I've rethought the whole Pride 48 not needing money thing because I need a Stream Deck.
You're gonna buy personal items for yourself.
It's for Pride 48, Daniel. Keep going. I had already drawn a name.
You had. And Adam and I had decided that we should probably just give it to that person.
Yeah.
Since Chris and Dennis didn't want it. So
but it was Michelle Nichols, she died.
She left it to that guy in the Pride 48 chat room. She couldn't remember your name either, Gary. Gary Bearden was actually the name that Adam had picked randomly.
Yeah.
And before he had a chance to say it, I said, no, let's use the chat room to do it and everything. So it was, anyway, congratulations, Gary. I don't know if you have a PayPal or whatever, but just email us and let us know how we can send you the $61 or $62. I think it's $61, but it could be $62.
It's right here. $61.
There you go. Don't spend it.
Minus taxes and fees.
Don't spend it all in one place.
You know, there's a processing fee and
Anyway, we appreciate everyone for calling. And if you'd like to call us, you can always do so. Our phone number is 707-61-DEATH. Or you can use our snazzy voicemail machine at mix-podcast. No, voicemail.mix-podcast.com. Wow. I always get that one wrong. Anyway, thanks everyone for calling. 3, 2, 1. Always have the volume on that set too low. It's like the one thing that I consistently have to edit every single week is to bump up the volume on the outro for Contact.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. Anyway, I don't know if you've seen, I don't know that you get the same ads that I do, but for the last month or so, I've been getting these ads for these Pride shorts. You know what I'm talking about? They're called bunny style. They're Pride shorts. They're shorts. They're a 5-inch.
They have a rainbow on the bottom hem.
Yeah. They're like whatever. They're shorts. They're 5-inch inseam shorts. So they're hoochie shorts, if you will. And I happen to be.
Well, you know, the short shorts are back in style.
I know. And I happen to be looking for a pair of those. And so I ordered a pair and I really, really liked it. It fit really well. It was built really nicely. I mean, it wasn't cheaply made. It was very nice. I enjoyed it. You know, it was comfortable. It fit right. Anyway, everything did what it was supposed to do. So a week later, I said, well, you know what? I'm enjoying these new shorts, but then I don't have shorts to wear the next day, right? And I've got this weird tan line thing going on my leg because of the various different, sizes of my shorts. So I ordered two more pair of these bunny style shorts.
And then the shorts started randomly playing sound effects without you doing anything. No, and you thought, damn.
No. Now remember, these are 5.5-inch seam shorts and you roll the cuff up on them. So they're probably closer to like a 5-inch inseam. And as we know from a couple of shows ago, I wear boxer briefs. Well, boxer briefs come down to 5.5 inches. So my boxer briefs were poking out of the bottom of my new hoochie shorts, right? Which is just not a good look, Adam. So I got, that was the dark gray pair that I tried. So the next day I was trying.
Well, I've got an underwear recommendation for you, Daniel. Well, hold on.
Yeah, I know, but hold on. So I got the dark navy blue, I think. Dark navy blue pair. And I put them on. And I was smart this time. I said, aha, I will put on a jock strap because that will not cover up my leg, right? And I happen to have some. So that's what I had. So I put on a jock strap and put my shorts on, went out walking, came back from walking, sat down, cooled off for a little bit. And then I had to go to the bathroom. So I go and I sit and I...
Yeah, walking usually does that to Sydney as well, so...
So I go to the bathroom and, I do my business. I do what everyone does in the bathroom, right? I watch TikTok, read articles, whatever. Anyway, so as I get up and I'm leaving the toilet, I notice that the seat is blue.
Oh,
but only in the areas that my butt touched.
Okay.
So I do the look in the mirror and I have a Smurf butt, right? I was like, the dye on the navy blue shorts had, soaked through and then transferred to my toilet. Now it came off in the shower off my butt. I still have not been able to get the blue out of the toilet seat, but again, reminding only where my butt was. So it's like my toilet seat.
It's like
has
when someone puts their butt on a copy machine and like copies it and it leaves that, butt shaped imprint. Right.
And I've cleaned it so many times now. I don't know if maybe I'm just seeing an after image. You know what I'm saying? Like just seeing something that's not even there at this point, but it was, I washed the shorts and so I think they're fine now, but, I was just, it turned my toilet seat blue, Adam.
You know, it's funny that you say that. My lovely orange furniture that I bought, that Mark does not like, but I still think is lovely.
Yes. It turned your butt orange?
No, but I wear blue jeans most of the time.
Yeah.
And the chair that I'm sitting in is getting blue stained from my denim.
Well, that's that seems wrong.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a blue color. It's the same color as my jeans. Yeah. And I've never had that happen before, but it is. It's getting I'm sure there's a way to clean it.
Do you buy your jeans the same way you buy your underwear? Are they just Walmart
no.
jeans?
Although I didn't realize Hanes had a version of my underwear. Maybe I should switch to Hanes since they're a more...
You gave out underwear advice on the Pride 48 weekend, and Gooch went out and bought some, and he loves them. He gave it a two thumbs up.
I was so glad because I thought everyone is going to think I'm a complete trash for wearing this type of underwear. And then so I was like, that's a good idea. And he loved them. So there you go. For anyone who is interested and didn't listen, I don't even remember which show I said it on.
Right.
I might have said it on multiple, but I don't
know. I'm pretty sure it was the Pride 48 weekend show.
So. I don't think it was Mix Minus, though.
Oh,
was it? Yeah. Did I say it on Mix Minus? That's what I'm saying.
Probably not.
Well, if I don't remember, folks, so I'm going to say it again. String bikini.
Yes.
From Walmart. Oh, yeah,
you said it on this show because that's what started off the making the whole fun of it.
In a tube.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't remember, so there you go.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask? It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is a segment of the show where Adam will ask me five questions from the New York Times news quiz. And I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer the questions. These are multiple choice questions. I will try to answer it without looking at the options. But of course, I'm always free to ask what the options are. So, Adam, what is the first question on the old news quiz this evening?
The first question, a Russian court sentenced the WNBA star Brittany Griner to blank in a penal colony on drug charges.
It was 9 years, right?
Was it 6 months, 1 year, 9 years, or life?
9 years. See, I was ahead of you there. I was answering, because I knew that one.
Kansas voters resoundingly rejected a ballot referendum on Tuesday that would have done what?
It would have allowed the legislature to change their abortion laws.
That is correct. Okay, number three. Let's see. Are all these going to be politics?
I'm horrible at politics.
I want an uplifting one here. Okay. At least 37 people have died as extreme floods recently struck the mountainous eastern region of which state?
Say again?
At least 37 people have died as extreme floods.
Oh, Kentucky. Yeah, the flooding in Kentucky. Because I was curious, because I have an ex-husband that lives in Kentucky that I don't have any touch with. And I was like, I wonder if he got drowned.
I wonder if he died. I think that about Maddie sometimes. I wonder if he's dead.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me pick another one.
Number four.
In response to Speaker Pelosi's visit to Taiwan this week, China, which claims the island as its own, did which of the following? Oh, God. Select all that apply, Daniel. Announced live fire drills in the water around Taiwan.
Yes.
Deported more than 400,000 Americans from China.
No.
Suspended imports of citrus fruits from Taiwan.
Yes.
Took down Taiwan's internet connection for 3 days.
I'm going to say no because I didn't hear that.
Withdrew all financial support from countries that hadn't denounced the trip.
No.
Okay. So just to confirm, you had announced live fire drills in the waters around Taiwan and suspended imports of citrus fruits from Taiwan.
Correct. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah, correct. Okay, number five. And so far you've gotten,
four correct.
So far you've gotten four correct, Daniel.
Four correct.
Okay. Bill Russell, the Basketball Hall of Famer, known for his towering dominance on the court and his pioneering activism off of the court.
The one that we just turned
died
down.
Died this week at 88.
The one that we turned down in the death fund. Okay, great. You're going to ask me a question about him. Yes.
Which NBA record does he continue to hold?
He is the deadest. The most recently dead.
Do you want choices?
What?
Assists, championships, points, rebounds, or steals? Chat room, don't say anything.
I have no idea. I think Bill Russell steals. Like he stole. He stole that answer from Gary when he called in for the death phone.
So sorry, Daniel. So sorry. That you know, it doesn't always happen. Now, are you ready
for?
To put 60 seconds on the clock, but it's for citizenship.
Oh, okay. All right. Here we go.
What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
The country?
Sure. The flag. Name one right only for United States citizens.
One right?
Yeah.
Only for... This is a repeat, isn't it? To vote in a federal election?
It's hard to know. Who is the governor of your state now?
Lawton Childs. No, it's Ron DeSantis.
I'm sorry. It's Asa Hutchinson. I'm in Arkansas. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States now?
Oh, it's what's his name? Bush's guy. Fuck, what's his name?
You're looking at the chat room. Stop it.
Okay. It's Roberts.
John Roberts.
Yeah, John Roberts.
Why do some states have more representative than other states?
Because life is fucking unfair.
Is that your final answer?
That is. Suck it up, buttercup.
It's because of the state's population, Daniel.
Yep, and that's why Wyoming needs to have more representation proportionately in the Senate than California. Because, you know, it's because life's not fair, buttercup. Wait, no, life's not fair. Suck it up, buttercup. Because buttercup doesn't rhyme with life's not fair. So that would make sense. I still have 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I had planned for more banter, Adam.
Well, you know, I just want to say
me at all.
But you kept talking like there was no space for me to say anything in that. And then you got to the end and you were pretty much done with what you said. So there was no banter to be had.
Oh, Adam, each and every week, our executive producer, Cyclone, compiles a compendium of items, things that have happened on this day of a particular year. So these are things that have happened on August 5th of some year. You understand, Adam? You get the bit? You with me?
I do. I was pulling it up.
All right.
I have it up
from
now.
The Mix Minus Research Center Archive and Test Kitchen. Happy Blogger Day, Adam.
Oh, we're kind of bloggers.
Are we though?
We post content. You're a vlogger.
Well, here's five blogging tips for beginners. So if we meet all these five criteria, then certainly we are bloggers, right? The right structure. Your blog post must have a catchy intro, a body, and a conclusion. Yes, we have that. Yes. The visual content like an image, video, or infographic helps keep your blog post looking interesting and therefore keeps readers' attention. No, we don't do that.
I mean, we're an audio medium.
Yeah.
I
have a clear focus. Try to post regular content. we're pretty regular. I mean, for old guys, we're pretty regular.
I was still buzzing. Have clear focus.
Yeah, right. We're definitely
we do have regular content.
We're not a blog.
Internal linking, Daniel. You need a web ring.
You know, today was also National Water Balloon Day. So happy Water Balloon Day to you.
Did you celebrate?
I did. I celebrated this water balloon day by freezing a water balloon full of water, which I'm going to gleefully throw at my cat tomorrow like a snowball.
A tip for someone unrelated to snowballs or cats. Don't make panna cotta with 2% milk.
Okay. Noted.
Thank you.
Noted. The Canadian Gay Archive. Oh, on this date in 1973, the Canadian Gay Archives is founded by the Body Politic with the newspaper's back files as the foundation. Also in on this day, 1998, the U.S. House of Representatives rejects a proposal to nullify President Clinton's executive order banning discrimination based on sexual orientation in federal employment.
But that one is hard to understand.
They rejected
at 11 o'clock at night.
They rejected the thing.
A proposal that to was going nullify.
Yeah, so they saved it. They did it. It was a good thing.
Okay.
Let's see. Anything else down here? August 5th of 2004, the Disney Dream Desk PC, a complete personal computer designed for kids, is unveiled at New York's American Museum of Natural History. I don't think I know about this device.
You know, now they have a ship called the Disney Dream. That seems like they like to name things Disney Dream.
They have a thing called the Disney Dream Desk PC?
I don't think they do anymore, right?
But, I mean, eBay exists, right? I could try to...
I mean, maybe. It says a complete personal computer designed for kids. It says no iPad, but I'm wondering if those are Cyclone's comments or if that's...
He generally puts the witticisms there.
But that's his staff.
Oh, yeah. Really. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he has a staff.
Maybe. It's his editorial staff.
Yeah. August 5th of 1957, American Bandstand went national from a little local television program. I think it was filmed right down the street from Andy Scott.
You know, when I was a kid, American Bandstand was over.
Oh, no, it was in Philadelphia.
They had stopped airing American Bandstand. However, we got the Soul Train.
I believe it was also syndicated, so yes. August 5th, 1962, Marilyn Monroe is found dead, spawning Elton John to write a song about it years later, and then Princess Diana died and he changed the song to be about her. Just extra bonus things for you to know. Let's see. Anything? These are all like things. The Weekly World News from August 5th, 1997. The Bible prophecies link current events to the second coming of Jesus. I feel like this is the headline every week. I feel like it's like,
well,
every single week. Jesus' second coming is just some months away.
Yeah. I mean, there's always, because, you know, well, I can't really say this to an atheist, but I will just pretend that you believe for a second. Somebody's got to be right eventually. You know, if they just keep guessing dates.
Now let's focus on the back page of that issue here after the second coming stuff. Termites ate my wooden leg.
How long did you stand still?
Termites gnawed on Peter Bench's wooden... Peter Bench? Really? Really? Isn't Peter is just another word for dick, which is, you know, a Woody. So, Woody Bench? Woody Bench's wooden leg? While he slept...
I don't know, Daniel. Maybe we should do a This Sounds Serious podcast about that.
Hey, I don't think that this article... I don't think that this article that is here in this newspaper is accurate. Let me get down here. There were number one movies at the box office on August 5th of some year. I totally forgot to bring up one. So go ahead and just talk for a second there, Adam. Talk for a second there, Adam.
Unforgiven, Daniel. Unforgiven. That is my guess. What about The Living Daylights? E.T.? The Music Man?
Unforgiven?
Unforgiven. Unforgiven. Yeah, that was my... No, that can't be, it can't be unforgiven, because that's one of the...
That's one of the what?
Blue ones.
Oh, I don't know. Who cares? Yes, Adam, it was unforgiven. Unforbidden?
Unforgiven.
Unforbidden. I like that. It sounds like a much better movie. It's like I would pay to go see whatever I said.
Moving on, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on.
Lots of people had a birthday on August 5th, and we'd like to say happy birthday to some of them right now. Happy birthday, Maddox Jolie Pitt. You've turned 21.
Oh.
Anyway, happy birthday, Young Blood. You've turned 25. And San Pablo Galavis turned 41.
Juan Pablo, not San Pablo. Former pro soccer player.
You know, we're going to San Paolo.
Okay.
On our cruise. So I was... Jonathan Silverman turned 56. Jocelyn Wildstein turned 81. The notorious cat lady plastic surgery addict. Oh, that woman. Okay. Anyone you see on the list that you want to call out?
Pete Burns. I don't know who he is, but he has my last name. Mm-hmm. Neil Armstrong. Both of them are dead, by the way. Uh-huh. Then we've got Elvis Duran, who's a radio host. Mm-hmm. Patrick Ewing, wasn't he on Knott's Landing?
No idea.
I don't know.
But he was 60. Well, he is 60.
Lonnie Anderson. Lonnie is Anderson. 77.
I see you skipped right over Maureen McCormick.
Oh, Maureen McCormick. Yeah, I forget what she was in, but I do recognize the name.
Sure, Jan. Okay, happy birthday to each and every one of them. From each and every one of us, we would like to say a very happy, happy birthday. Okay, I think it's time to put a bow on this episode here. There's just one thing for me to do here at the end of the podcast, because you know, yeah. Adam, I'm a very shy person. I don't like to talk about my many accomplishments in life. In the rare occasions that I do talk about myself being so spectacularly right that it defies, logic.
Before you compliment yourself, I just want to tell everyone. Uh-huh. Mark got a promotion.
Oh.
At work. So everyone should reach out to him wherever you reach out to folks and congratulate him for getting a promotion.
Did that happen like right now?
It happened yesterday.
And you waited until right now in the middle of my...
Yeah. Keep going.
You waited until right now.
Well, you wanted to... Well, you reminded me of it because you said, I want to give myself congratulations or I want
to... No, I said, I don't like to do that.
Boost my
own
whatever.
Like to do that.
And so it made me think of Mark.
In the rare occasions where I do have to do such a thing, I like to put it at the end of the show because most people, let's face it, have fallen asleep long before. So if you will recall on this very show, Adam...
Yeah, a thing that you hated.
I said, oh my God, this Spotify car thing. Who the fuck is going to buy this? It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Like, who greenlit that? That's just stupid. 6 months ago is when it launched. It is now, they have now discontinued it and are getting rid of the Spotify car thing.
Yeah, it made no sense. Also, I agreed with you. Also, the person who is canceling it, or the person who thought of that, mm-hmm. is the same person who's going to merge HBO Max and Discovery Plus.
Yes.
With Discovery Plus as the headliner.
Yes. And they're putting the kibosh on Batgirl. But I just wanted to let you know, Adam, that I don't have any,
congratulations, Daniel.
I don't
Daniel.
Have any congratulatory music or anything. I just wanted to let you know, Adam, that I was, in fact, right.
Well... Do you get anything for being right in this case? Are they going to give you a little money?
I get the extreme satisfaction of being able to say, nailed it. Anyway, that makes a show. And we're so happy that you stuck around this long. If you want to give us a call, you can do so. Our phone number is 707-61-DEATH. Or you can go to a little website. Little voicemail.mix-podcast.com and you can leave a voicemail right there. If you want to email us, email address is contact@mix-podcast. Is that it? That's our email, isn't it? Yeah, contact at mix-podcast.com. I was
yeah, that's
there,
right.
Wait,
contact at mix-podcast.com. Yes.
I was thinking we had a Gmail account for some reason. So
nope. You do. You have two.
I have more than two, baby. No, yeah, I have Gmail accounts. I think all my other podcasts have Gmail accounts. So
yeah.
All right, bye, Adam.
Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.